Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
What if your mobile network could harness the power of high-speed Wi-Fi? It could if you had Xfinity Mobile with reliable Wi-Fi first and 5G when you needed it. Having Xfinity Mobile and Wi-Fi on the same team? That's the real MVP. Xfinity. Imagine that. Right now, existing Xfinity Internet customers can get an unlimited line included for a year. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity 300 megabit internet or above. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Reduce speeds after use of monthly data included with data option. Data thresholds vary.
Is LSU the team to beat in the SEC? Well, Matt Moscone is going to tell us that. And also, would the Saints tank for Arch Manning or possibly another quarterback that's within the same state? All that and more on this edition, Cranny Cup. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Look, there's been a lot going on in the LSU world and the New Orleans Saint world. So why not bring the guy that knows both of them better than anybody on the planet? He also has a beautifully, beautifully glistening head. From after further review, our buddy, Matt Moscone. Matt, thanks so much for hopping on.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be with you all here today.
Okay,
especially Blaine, because the Yankees are in first place in the
We'll see.
Why don't we have
these out here going to Braves games? For
yeah, and I yeah, said, let's go Yankees. Game. A lot of people got mad at me, but I don't care. Hashtag.
Look, Matt, I want to start with the LSU. Then I want to get to the Saints and then get you on up out of here. When it comes to LSU, when you look at this roster, when you look at what they did in the transfer portal, when you look at Nussmeier returning, even with what they lost, do you think this is the best roster that Brian Kelly has had overall? I know, again, wide receiver, you bring in Barry and Brown. You got some good answers out there again this year. Is this the best roster that LSU's had since BK's been there?
Yep. That includes a team that had Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas. That was an incredible offense, but that was the worst defense literally in the history of LSU football. It's funny, guys. Like, almost a year ago, Brian Kelly said, we're not in the business of buying players. And my goodness, that tune changed in 12 months because they're very much in the business of buying players. Amazing what happens when you have the money to buy players, which LSU did in this cycle. They went and added 18 players via the portal. And it wasn't just that they added bodies. Guys, they improved at every level of the offense and the defense, both sides of the ball with impact guys. This is the best roster Brian Kelly's ever had. It's the best roster LSU's had since 2019. Not saying they're going to win a championship, but like the floor, guys, I mean, the basement expectation is you have got to be 10-2 and make the playoff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you open the season with Clemson, which some people have as the top team in the country. So even if you lose that one, you can still make your run and go do it. We know LSU's problems with that opening game. But, Coney, when you look around the SEC, I mean, it's as open as it's been at the top and in the middle. It's, God, as far as I can remember, with Texas new quarterback, Georgia new quarterback, Bama new quarterback. If there was ever a time for LSU, it's now.
Is LSU your pick to win the SEC right now, Matt?
Probably. Candidly, Cone, I can't say I know everything yet about what Georgia lost has coming back. Texas, same there. You know, but Jake's right. If you just start with the coach quarterback combo, tell me a better one in the SEC right now. I mean, you might have guys step up that we're not expecting, but y'all realize Garrett Nussmeier is the leading returning passer in the country.
Yeah,
he's the only returning 4,000 yard passer in college football. So you got a 4,000 yard passer. You added a ton in the portal. I mean, I always look at a preseason and go, who has the fewest questions against the most manageable schedule? LSU also does not go back-to-back road conference games at any point in the season. Whatever you would circle as their toughest games, they either have a layup or a bye before each of those. I mean, it does set up nicely for them.
Let me ask you this, Matt, because the big news out of the weekend was Saints quarterback Derek Carr is going to retire. And I'd like your thoughts on Derek Carr and the career that he had. But what would be cooler for LSU fans if Garrett Nussmeier from LSU goes number one overall to the Saints, or if Arch Manning out of Texas goes number one overall to the Saints and fulfills the family legacy being Archie's grandson?
No, man, it's Nussmeier. Here's the thing. There's this really weird relationship with people in Louisiana and the Mannings. Like, they love Archie, right? Got bruised and battered during his time in New Orleans, but was awesome and stayed in the city, raised his family there. But all of the Manning kids have left Louisiana and none of them picked LSU. Now, I get it, right? I mean, their grandfather went to Ole Miss. Eli and Cooper went to Ole Miss. Peyton went to Tennessee. Like, I get it. Like, none of them have allegiances or ties to LSU, but because of those contradictions there, like, people have this sort of love-hate thing there. So, Arch is a great player, and that would be an interesting, or, you know, a great talent, I should say. We don't know if he's a great player yet, but an interesting talent would be an interesting story. But no, man, if the LSU kid who's from Lake Charles ends up with the Saints, that would be the bigger deal here. Not nationally, but it would be the bigger deal here.
Starting a podcast can feel overwhelming. Scripts, setup, filming schedule, logos you're trying to figure out. Well, we found out personally, when you're launching something new, your to-do list, well, it grows daily, threatening to take over your life. And finding a tool that both helps and simplifies, well, that can be a game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide and 10% of all U.S. e-commerce. That's right, 10%. They're behind everyone from big names like Gymshark to that new brand you may have just discovered. Because starting out is simple. Just pick one of their hundreds of templates and customize it to match your style. No design skills needed. And creating content? That's where their AI really shines. Need product descriptions or catchy headlines? Done. Want better product photos? They've got you covered. But the best part is how easy marketing becomes. You can reach your customers wherever they are, whether they're scrolling through social media or checking their email. Behind the scenes, Shopify handles everything else. Inventory, shipping, returns, all those details you don't want to worry about. Because the truth is, if you're ready to sell something, Shopify is ready for you. So turn your big business into big money with Shopify on your side. And sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/CRAIN. That's shopify.com/CRAIN. One more time, shopify.com/CRAIN.
So y'all should tank.
Hey, you know what's funny? So my buddy Ryan Terrio, literally when Garrett Nussmeier signed with LSU, started this whole dumpster fire for Nussmeier campaign like 5 years ago. And I'll be damned if it may not come to fruition. It's kind of crazy, but it may.
Because, look at the Saints quarterback room right now. I mean, you have Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, and Tyler Shough, who's 40. So you might as well, at this point, you maybe save Chris Olave for another year. Every year I watch, someone's picking up his bones somewhere on the field. And you tank this year, maybe keep Chris a little quiet, and you get Nuss, or everyone's savior, Arch Manning.
They're not going to tank, at least not willingly, but Blaine, it may not matter because, like, they're just not any good. Their defense is old. Their offense is lacking big play ability. I mean, Alvin Kamara's 30. You mentioned Olave and the injury issues. They don't have a receiver over 6 feet tall. I mean, they got major, major issues. Like, whoever is going to play quarterback, God bless that person, because this is, I think, at best, a 5 or 6 win football team, probably a team that is going to be jockeying for the first pick in next year's draft.
Well, old on defense and young at quarterback's a bad way to go through life. Matt, the last question quickly I want to ask you. With the three quarterbacks that are there, with Spencer, with Tyler, and with Jake Haener, who right now is Rattler the leader in the clubhouse? I mean, we haven't seen Shuck. I mean, we don't know yet. Is that kind of the default? This is probably who the guy's going to be?
No, I'll be stunned, Jake, if it's not Tyler Shuck. Listen, I'd put it to you this way. You hire a new coach. If the coach loved what he had, he's not drafting a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew what he was inheriting there, and the Saints did extensive. I can't believe we're talking about the Saints too, guys. Like, I don't think people have interest in the Saints. I'm pleasantly surprised. But they did extensive work on every quarterback. I mean, from Quinn Ewers and Jalen Milroe to the guys at the top of the draft. and obviously Tyler Shough, they went to every pro day. They went to senior bowls. They flew guys in for top 30 visits. They knew that the end was going to be near with Derek Carr and that Kellen Moore was going to go try to get his guy. So listen, Shough is 25. He'll be 26 in September. So by the time they kick off the season, he'll be 26. So he doesn't have NFL experience, but he is an older, more veteran player with a shorter NFL window here. He's the betting favorite, and I would be very surprised if he's not taking the first snap for New Orleans, unless if they add a veteran free agent, someone like Teddy Bridgewater, or they go make a trade for a veteran quarterback. But if it's these three guys, Shough, Rattler, Haener, I think that's the order.
Well, and out of the new Pope, I thought I'd bring up the Saints. You know, we got Matty.
I love it. Were you surprised by the pick with Tyler Shough?
By the Pope? Oh, I thought you meant by the Pope.
Yeah. Well, hey, American.
I love your opinion on anything, so please feel free to answer either question.
You know what, guys? I was in Chicago last week for the Barrett Sports Media Summit when the freaking Pope from Chicago got elected. Those people are outside their brains. They haven't won anything of significance since like Jordan's Bulls. So, I mean, they were
fired
up about the Pope.
He's
a White Sox fan. He figures that out and blesses them, and they work out. He will get sainted or however they do that over there. But, Maddie, thanks so much. After further review, if you can spell his last name, you can find him. I took that line from you, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're going to be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Saints are canonized, by the way.
canonized. Well, I didn't know they shot him out of cannons. Thanks, Matt Moscona. All right. We appreciate you guys joining us. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. And like the chances of any of the three of us being canonized at all, we're going, gone.